Hey everybody, it's me again. I find myself back at home. I'm in my kitchen making me some breakfast because that's what niggas do on Sundays. And I come to you again because I didn't like the way that the show ended. And the reason is because I normally have coherent thoughts that form to create one topic. And I feel like I didn't do this one justice. And I couldn't figure out why. And as I'm sure you can tell, the topic was supposed to be about how I distrust the government and the reasons behind that. I can't trust the USDA. I can't trust the post office. Can't trust the Supreme Court. The EPA is another one I can't trust anymore. Especially considering black communities are close to these power plants. People are getting cancer. Shout out to Aaron Brockovich. But then, as I was driving home, I realized that the reason why I didn't like the way it ended is because while I was talking about my topic, it turned into a completely different topic. And so I wanted to address that really briefly. The topic turned from me not being able to trust the government and why, to how the world that we live in, especially when you become an adult, is no longer a real world. You don't know what to believe or who to trust anymore. You don't know people's motivation for things. You don't know the context which things should be taken because oftentimes you're not offered context. You have to make it up for yourself. And this is what they rely on to be oppressive to us in a way that we won't realize that we're being oppressed. I talked about various examples before, but then I also added that little bit about the National Geographic magazine, and that has nothing to do with the government, but it's still something that I feel like I can't trust. I can't trust pictures anymore, photographs, Photoshop, all that type of shit. But something in me made me put that in the podcast earlier. And that has nothing to do with government. So that has more to do with that the world is becoming more of a facade. The only things that you can trust are what you see before you when you walk out your front door in the morning. And the people who are around you, things that you can actually see, feel, touch, smell, and hear. My examples are, just the whole world is just so fucked up. And because we're good people, we tend to see things the way people want us to see them as opposed to what they are. And I just got two brief examples I want to run by you. One of them I talked about on Facebook yesterday, and I hope to goodness I can remember the second one. Oh, I do remember it. Actually, I'm going to start with the second one because I'm scared I'll forget it. On the first season of this show, because we're in season 3 now, I talked about something I learned in one of my classes, which is when you get a product like Tide or Cheer or Arm & Hammer, detergent, whatever type of detergent you use, what they'll do is they'll make a good product and they'll put it out and people will use it. But when sales start to not stay as high as they were, or they're trying to gain even more people for their market, what they'll do is they'll put out the new improved version. You know, the chemicals they use are stronger. They have a new formula, all that type of stuff to make your clothes cleaner. And they'll leave that out for 4 to 6 months, and then after it's no longer new and improved, they'll take that off. Well, I always thought, all my life, I thought what they were doing was improving the product each time, because you know they'll do that every couple of years. We just recently had Tide, put out a new and improved. And the clothes smelled great, and they came out clean and everything. And that formula was better than the formula they had in just the regular Tide. Well, I always thought once the period was over where it's no longer new and improved, they left the new shit in the bottles. And then the next time they did new and improved, the formula was even better. They found out something different or did something, made new chemicals or whatever to make your clothes even cleaner. That's not what they do. What they do is when it's new and improved, they put the new and improved shit in the bottles. Then once they take off the new and improved, the shit go back to the old shit. So it's basically a ruse. It's basically a trick. Basically a trick to get you to buy their shit. And I'm not even sure this. And what I just told you is something I learned in a class at University of Oregon. What I'm about to say, I don't know and I can't prove it, but it wouldn't surprise me. And that is, it wouldn't surprise me if the new and improved was the same shit in the regular. Because think about it. They've had these companies for decades and decades. Tide been around since the 50s, baby. They've had new and improved a couple of times a decade. I have the feeling the shit ain't really getting that much better. They just putting in the new and improved and taking it out just like I was taught in that class. Which, and that makes it fake to me. Because your product isn't improving. You just put that shit on it. You put that title on it, new and improved, when you want more people to buy it. And I feel like that's dishonest. I mean, it's not really dishonest because they're not telling you that they're taking out the good shit when it goes back to the regular. But they bank on that people will believe it is still the good shit when they take that label off of it. And that's dishonest to me. And to me, that's fake and it's a facade. The other thing, the other example is, hadn't thought about this, but I was hip to game that when you go into one of these stores, grocery outlet, Albertsons, Dollar Tree, grocery store, department store, pharmacy, whatever it is, convenience store, a lot of these places now are asking you if you would like to donate to this and that charity and all this other shit. The first time it happened to me was in the Dollar Tree. And they asked me if I wanted to donate a dollar to Food for Lane County. Well, all of these different places have started doing it since then. And I always thought it's because they wanted to fundraise for charity. I thought it was because they wanted to do good in the community. It turns out the reason why these corporations and these companies are asking you to donate is because when they make the donation, they do it in the name of the corporation, which means them donating the money you gave them, but in their name for a cause, means that they can use it as a tax write-off. What that means is these businesses are using your money to avoid paying taxes. Now, here I am, the stupid nigga that I am, thinking that they're doing it out of the kindness and the goodness of their hearts. They're doing it so that they don't have to pay taxes. And to me, that is fake and phony, and fuck them for that. So what I have started doing is I say no every time. And then when I get $5 to the side, I'll send that directly to the charity in my own name. Why shouldn't I be the person to get the tax benefits for that? But here we are paying, funding. They're taking our money, funding their tax scheme with the dollars we make. And we're like the sheep that we are, we're fucking in line doing it. Yeah, I'll donate a dollar to such and such a thing. Not realizing that they're going to use it to not have to pay the tax on that dollar or to pay that dollar's worth of taxes. And I think that is so fucked up. There should be a law against that. There should. Companies should have to pay taxes any motherfucking way. I don't know. It just, and so the world just seems so phony and fake to me. Now that I'm old enough to understand what's going on around me, and this podcast, while I thought it was going to be about why I don't trust the government, it's basically turned into why I don't trust the world. And it is a lament. And the other part of this that bothers me is that this is as American as it can get. All these fake schemes and phony shit and people trying to get over on other people, and corporations especially trying to get over on other people, which I guess is people trying to get over on other people, since Mitt Romney says corporations are people too. Whoever came up with that dumb shit. The world is just fake and phony. And I do blame the government for a lot of it. So, what... You got to forgive me. I'm draining, I'm straining, I'm cooking and boiling and other shit in my kitchen. I love my kitchen. It's a kind of ghetto bougie kitchen, but I love it. All right, put the water on the stove. Make sure I don't start a grease fire in this motherfucker. All right, we good. I just want to end this by saying the world is what you make of it. I know we have all these systems in place to keep us doing this and that and the other thing, and I'll get to that on another podcast. But I believe in season two, one of the things that I talked about was how in your own home, that is a government, just the same way you live in a municipality that has a government, a city that has a government, a county that has a government, a state that has a government. Well, you in your own house, the place where you lock yourself in when you go in the house at night, is a government too. You have rulers and you have rulees and you have rules. So keep your eyes open. Research shit. Don't just take people word for shit. I'm tired of getting lied to and people fucking around and not giving you all the information and that type of shit. Because that's essentially what all of this is. And it's the difference between facts versus truth. And for instance, if a person comes to you and they tell you they're hungry, could they get $20? You'll give it to them. What they didn't tell you was that they're hungry for some crack or some meth or something like that. Even though they told you they was hungry, that's a fact. It wasn't the truth, because you thought they were going to get some food with it. So there is facts versus truth. And this shit where they, with the little tax scheme, they take your money and they donate it. That's a fact. But it ain't because they doing it out of the kindness of their heart. So it's not true. They're doing it for a different reason than they put on to you. So that is not true. Even though it's a fact, it's not the truth. So live your life based in truth. I guess that's how we end it. You live your life based in what you know to be true. That's why we have scientists and shit. They figure out the difference between what we think and what we actually can prove. Live your life by what can be proved. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Because after learning all this shit, now I'm questioning every motherfucking thing. I don't want to live in a world where I don't know what's happening in the world around me. In any case, I'm going to leave it there and enjoy this good-ass country breakfast with the ham and the eggs and the one piece of bacon, because you know that shit will clog your arteries, and some grits and some biscuits. Okay. When they that good, you can't call them biscuits. You got to call them biscuits up in this motherfucker. In any case, thank you for listening, and we already did the outro, so I will catch you on the flip side.